This is Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Is it true that all one has to do to be saved is believe and be baptized into Christ? Well, the answer is no, that's not true. Though salvation does not and cannot come without obedience to these two essential commands, that is, believe and be baptized, it must also be understood that obedience to these two commands does not in itself secure salvation. There's more that one must do to be saved. Jesus did indeed say in Mark 16, verse 16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Denominational preachers preach anything and everything but the commands of this verse. Jesus here speaks of at least two things that are essential to be saved: belief in Him and water baptism. However, there are other things Jesus commanded that one must do in order to be saved that are not even stated in this verse. For example, the Lord made repentance of sins an essential element for salvation. In Luke 13:3, He said, "I tell you nay, but except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Repentance means to change the mind, to think differently. Such a change in mind leads to a change in action or a manner of life. A liar no longer lies. A thief no longer steals. An adulterer no longer commits adultery. Friend, without repentance, no one will be or can be saved. Acts chapter 17 and verse 30. So repentance is a part of the plan of salvation. It is an essential part. It's not the only part, but it is a part nonetheless. The Lord made confession of faith in Him a requirement of salvation. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 and 33, He said, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Friend, no one will be saved that does not confess that Jesus is the Christ, the divine Son of God. It was necessary that the man from Ethiopia make that confession. When he asked if he could be baptized, Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Acts chapter 8 and verse 37. So confessing faith in Christ is essential for salvation. It is a part, but it's not all there is. There's still more. There is that belief. There is the repentance. There is the confession of faith. But there's also immersion into water, and there's where we contact the blood of Christ even after these initial steps of obedience, wherein one has their sins forgiven or washed away in the blood of Jesus. There must be living faithful every day. That involves faith, repentance, confession, and baptism. Yes, those are essential, but there must be that living faithful every day. Revelation 2 and verse 10 says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Without continuing to live according to the Lord's word, no one will be saved, regardless of how much you believe or how many times you'll be baptized. There must be that faithful commitment every day of your life. Belief and baptism are essential to salvation, but it's certainly not all. There must be other things involved too: obedience in repentance and confession of faith. It's only misleading when we tell people that you can be saved by faith alone. That's a lie of the devil. You can be saved by repentance alone. That's a lie of the devil. You can be saved by confessing faith in Christ alone. That's a lie of the devil. And that all you've got to do is be baptized. That's a lie of the devil. All of these things together must be there because they are the plan of God. This has been Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Join us again.